It's a big family. Elias Venus had 17 children, 12 with his first wife, Ruth, and 5 stepchildren with his second wife, Bernie. They and their families gather in the upper unit of a triplex, which he built, bringing food and memories.
So there's various breads, grapes, donuts.
Minnie Salazen Fritz is a friend of the family.
2 kinds of salmon. Help yourself.
Visitors fill the small home, from crawling babies to elders sitting in soft chairs. Christmas decorations and family photos are everywhere.
So that's my dad in this picture.
His daughter, Connie Sankwich, pulls out a photo album.
There's a picture of him knitting here at the kitchen table.
He's so handsome.
He is. He was always handsome. Right up until he left us, he's handsome.
Connie thinks his lifelong good looks had something to do with his ritual of washing his face with snow in the morning. It's just one of the many memories she cherishes about her father.
He always knitted us socks. He was an excellent ice skater. He would make an ice rink for us every year, and he would make rocking horses for us out of plywood, and he was an avid reader.
Elias Venus's life was one of hard work and family. He came of age before electricity and snow machines, growing up in Akiak, the youngest of 4 children. His dad was a reindeer herder from Norway, and his mom, Alaska native from the Kuskokwim tundra villages. When his dad died, Elias was only 12, and he took over providing for his mother. Like many of his generation, he only went through the 8th grade. During World War II, he served in the Merchant Marines, bringing home wounded troops from the South Pacific. As a young man, he worked with his brother, logging at the Nyack Mine, using dog teams and handsaws. The son of that brother, Joe Sonny Venus Jr., says his uncle Elias could build anything.
I call him a master of all trades. He was a boat builder, sled builder, home builder, catskin operator. Everything he did well or didn't do it at all.
Elias worked for the Federal Aviation Administration for over 30 years, and he would build things after full days of work. Sonny remembers his uncle Elias even built a snow machine using a washing machine engine.
I call it a contraption. I think he'd probably be lucky to be 10 miles an hour.
Elias called the outdoors his church, and he shared many of his hunting adventures with his close friend Bob Aloysius.
I first met him in June 1960, the day I came back from the Army. His family just welcomed me. I didn't even know them.
Bob didn't have a family, and Elias shared his, becoming Bob's best man in his wedding and godfather to his daughter. Elias, who was rich with family, shared this wealth throughout his life, becoming a surrogate father, uncle, and grandfather to many in the community. Now, Bob says, his friend has returned to the family he's missed, including his first and second wives.
He's up there with Bernie and Ruth fighting over him.
A passion Elias shared with his second wife, Bernie, is music. He played any instrument he could get his hands on. There's a picture of him playing harmonica with his mouth, guitar with his hands, and keyboard with his feet. He and Bernie would often sing together. And his daughter Connie says when she called the priest during his final hours, her dad, even then, was singing.
As he did every single morning and every night, he went to bed singing, sang himself to sleep, and prayed himself to sleep. And in the morning when he woke up, that's how I knew Dad was up. I'd hear him singing and praying.
How many songs have been sung about rivers? Sticky.
One of his favorite songs he wrote with his friend Martha Scott, who came to the house carrying her guitar. It's called the Kuskokwim River Song.
Here's the part, you know. Deep in the heart of the Kuskokwim Valley, the Kuskokwim River flows wild and serene.
Elias died on Bernie's birthday. The family says it's not a coincidence. The two were childhood sweethearts in Akiak and reunited after his first wife died. Their ashes will be scattered on a nearby mountain. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. So many memories no one can believe. Deep in the heart of the Kuskokwim Valley, the Kuskokwim River flows wild and serene. On past the swift, little looks at the Johnson. She flows all her secrets out in